their house has been inspected. I know that for a fact. Okay, to make sure everything's in there and it's up to code. They have a private parking area, entrance to the Airbnb, which has already been demonstrated, and for their guests, which have been inspected, again, and approved by Taney County. The addition to put the street signs up was amazing. The Taney County responded so fast on that. They came within a couple of days of being asked to do that. They put up at least 3 to 4 of those signs. We have the only traffic that actually is running detrimental to that area, okay, is those ones that are big trucks, okay, such as your FedEx and those types of trucks, okay? And by the time they get past Mike's house, they're already speeding, okay, just to get to the other location. That's why we had to put up those signs, and Mike and Janine did that, and they asked for it, and Taney County cooperated fantastically. I personally think that not only the tourism, but I think the neighborhood itself has prospered, okay? We've gotten together. We've helped our neighbors when needed, okay, especially with our well assist, We established a well association and got all that going since they've been here. He sat on the board as the president, and I was the secretary at that time. So I'm just saying, I believe that everything that's been proven at this point right now, okay, based upon whatever else they don't have as the EIN, okay, I'm going to ask you to give them the permission to have the Airbnb.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else that'd like to speak on behalf of this?
Good afternoon. My name is William Dewey. I've known Mike and Janine Quinley for probably 4.5 years now. And my wife and Janine were very close friends. And when my wife found out they were building a house, she volunteered me to go over. So I went over and I helped and did everything that he asked me to do. And they're good, outstanding people. Mike has gone with me to help other people without charge to replace toilets and help clean up places and, you know, just help other people. He's a good, kind man. The lot that he has there was an ugly eyesore, and he took it and made it into a beautiful place. Like Mrs. Quinley said, the picture's out of date. The front yard is green. They've got a fence along the side, and in that fence is a gate, and there's plenty of off-street parking. So any tenant that they have or customer would be able to park there, walk right inside the gate, close it, and it's a tall fence so nobody could see him. You know, it's just get out of the car, go in the fence. It wouldn't bother anyone. Any family that lives up and down that road that has teenagers would have more traffic than the Quinleys have. Most any family would have more. I'm just saying that they're good, responsible people. They have beautified the neighborhood, put in a nice, beautiful place. And they're hardworking, good, honest people. And that's the kind of people that we need in our communities. And I wanted to give my endorsement for them. Thank you.
Okay.
Any questions?
Where do you live in relation to their home?
I live about 15 minutes away, but I'm in Reed Springs, as they are. I'm not right in that neighborhood.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I hadn't thought of, I'm Janine Dewey. I'm married to Bill. I hadn't thought about it until somebody made the comment about promotion of tourism. The first time I met Quinley's, they came by with brochures about things to do in the area, promoting it just as soon as we moved into the area. They'd be good for the community, good neighbors. I'd love to have them as my neighbors, but we live too far over. But they're good people.
Okay.
And I know they'll comply with anything you ask them to do.
Okay, thank you. All right, is there anybody else that would like to speak on behalf of this? Okay, is there anybody that would like to speak against this?
I'm Daniel Chestnut. I live at 176 Yates Road.
Let me show you where that's
street on Yates Road from 30 to Dry Oaks.
You're familiar with the first planning and zoning, so you've heard all the testimony, so I don't have to reread my statement and my views. Okay, good. I've lived in the neighborhood for 13 years, and I'm against the bed and breakfast proposal at 130. Along with others in my neighborhood who have been dealing with this extra stress in their lives for well over a year about this proposal. And I'm wondering if Mr. Quinley complied with the original board's meeting's decision of the appeal process to make his application within the original 90 days of the time frame. I don't know. Do you have any knowledge of that?
Yes, it was made within the 90 days.
He did make it within the 90 days? Okay. And then he received a date, and then he had to cancel that for health reasons.
Correct.
And then we went on through the winter to the spring, and last month's meeting was canceled because of inclement weather.
Yes.
So here we are today.
Yep.
I really feel this meeting's a waste of time for the board's time and my time. This issue was heard by the Planning and Zoning Board. They heard the testimony from their neighbors. They've listened to Michael Quinley and his wife's proposal. And after careful deliberation, the board denied his request based on non-compatibility with the neighborhood. And this is my opinion. But tonight's meeting, my complaint is the neighborhood was developed for single-family homes, one family per home. Our peace and tranquility of our homes have been violated or will be violated. Our safety, our concerns of safety. If you're interjecting people into our neighborhoods, people that we don't know, and they're strangers, are they good people or are they bad people? Nobody really knows. They don't know. I don't know. Not until it's too late. We're talking about our homes here. This is our peace and tranquility. This is our God-given right. This is in question. And that, one of my other main concerns, my main really upset, is Yates Road is a private road. It's owned by me and several other neighbors that live on Yates Road that have a Yates Road address. Michael Quinley's address is 130 Live Oaks Lane. He doesn't live off of Yates Road, and this is my opinion. His property borders Yates Road, but his mailing address is 130 Live Oaks Lane. He has never asked or been given permission by any of the residents for him to utilize our road as a commercial access for his bed and breakfast. He has people drive on our road and park off of our road. He's got a big two-car garage or two-car parking lot here that has ample space for guest parking. He could put a sidewalker around to the back that would accommodate him, or he can access it through any other means through his property that doesn't include Yates Road. Several of our neighbors could not attend tonight's meeting. One of them's out of town, and two other families have health reasons. And please don't consider this absence of people to be compliant with this request and a sign of weakness. Michael Quinley had started operating that bed and breakfast, and from what I understand, without proper channels of approval. And he'd operated for over a year before he was forced to comply with and request permission from the Board of Planning and Zoning, and he was denied.
And after that, after his denial, he continued to operate his bed and breakfast, from what I understand and I can observe. And nothing was done about it. Sorry, I'm not really organized here.
Just so you know, we kind of went past our time.
What's that?
We're past the five-minute mark.
We are past the five-minute mark?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to, in closing, it's not my fault that he was denied by the board. I was invited here to express my concerns and my opinions, and that's what I did. And since then, Michael has treated me and caused extra stress in my life. He's treated me rudely. He's treated me, if this was my proposal and I realized that there were so many people against it and didn't like it, I would revalue my decision. I wouldn't put other people through this. But he chooses to ignore that. Okay. So I would urge you to deny it and stand strong with the Board of Zoning's original decision.
Okay. Thanks. Do you guys have any questions for him?
So I got one clarification before you go.
Okay.
Per the assessors, this Yates Road is dedicated to the public. You are somewhat right that it's yours to take care of, but it's a public road.
It's a private road.
Platted as a public road according to the assessor. But as far as maintenance and you'd have to talk to the assessor because on the plat.
It's clearly posted at the beginning of the road, dead end, private drive, no trespass.
But they have it assessed and off the tax books as a public road. So you might want to get with them if it truly is. You'll have to pull the plat, which I think
Do they maintain it?
That's a whole different issue. It's yours to maintain. We got hundreds of those in the county that are public roads. But the question is who takes care of it until Road and Bridge or the state would take that road in. Whoever lives on that road.
They'll never take that road.
No, whoever lives on that, it's really their responsibility to take care of that road because it's nobody's public road except the people that live on it. So,
so if you damage the road and tear it up like Michael's done with his construction, and he denies it, and he won't fix it, so we're stuck with a road that's tore up there at the beginning. Thanks to Michael Quinley. He's such a great guy.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification, yep. Scott. Okay. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak tonight?
My name is Kenneth Coleman. I live down the road. I'm the guy with the cows he's talking about. I got 50 acres of agricultural land, so it's hardly a commercial business, as he insinuated.
Right. Can you point out real quick, just so we're on the same page? Okay, so you're southeast. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And as far as he says there's lack of interest on the residents, I've got personal knowledge of some of them. Like Dan said, a couple of them, one man been in the hospital for 3 months, just got out this week. Another man has got other illnesses. He's got my son-in-law is out of town working. This is my mother's house right here. She passed away while all this was going on, so she couldn't be here. All right, so enough of that, then there's not any interest. The other thing I'd like to address is these businesses. I've lived there longer than most all these people together. I've been there over 30 years in that spot. There's three houses down that road when our house was built. The businesses he's talking about, man runs a repair shop, all that, none of those were permitted businesses. That's just things that people did. They were illegitimate business of being run out of home. Ron Bell built that house, and then he decided he's going to make a bed and breakfast out of it. And it's not permitted.
No, I did find the permit finally.
Did you find the permit?
Yes. After all the hearings on that one, there was a permit on it.
Okay.
It was labeled weird and some.